This is the Riot Podcast. Now, today, I don't know. I think you'll get this. You didn't get yesterday's podcast, even though you may have just gotten it along with this podcast.
Well, yesterday we had several staff members out who did all the podcast stuff, and then we're like, wait a minute, how do we do the podcast? So you should get a lot of Riot stuff all in the row.
Well, it looks like I made a mistake when constructing the XML file. That was the thing that made the mistake. Mm-hmm. Like, it was working. Everything was fine. And then it wasn't.
Well, enjoy this podcast, and don't forget to join us because we did a Riot Food Fight with the Oreo Firework Editions that you can see on our Radio U Riot Facebook page as well because we did Facebook Live.
Yes, so that should keep you happy along with the Wonder Woman meta-narrative, the most misspelled words in the United States, by state, and then, of course, the worst coffee I've ever had, things like that.
So enjoy the podcast. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Baby's crying. Nails on a chalkboard. Your girlfriend saying, we need to talk. The worst of the Riot. Yep, it really is that bad. On Radio U.
I could be wrong about this, but I feel like there was like this window of time where amusement parks were safe, but it feels like they're not as safe as they used to be. Now, I don't know if that's just because Nikki and I now read the news every day, and like maybe our parents read the news every day, and they're like, you kids be careful out there. But I got to tell you, for real, I feel like every week we come in here, and it's like, they're stuck on this ride, this didn't work.
But the percentage of people going to theme parks, good and bad ones.
Think that's up?
Yes. Well, okay. I think there's so many people going, and the fact that we see just the small ones that we see means you have a pretty good chance of being fine.
Percentage, sure.
Yeah, so I think you're going to be okay.
Okay, well.
But we only hear about the bad things.
Well, and I mean, you got to put this in context, even though it's a terrible thing to bring up. Last year, Oklahoma City, was it? That where the boy died on
the water park ride. Oh, you're right.
Well, here's another one. Nobody died, but this is in Dublin, California at the Emerald Plunge. Well, it's at the Wave, and then the slide is called the Emerald Plunge. They had a guy yesterday or 2 days ago going down the Emerald Plunge that flew off the slide.
It's a little kid.
Yeah.
And when you see the video of it, you're like, wait. And he just gets up and walks.
Said he just had a few bruises and scrapes, but they definitely shut it down.
And I think that was the first days of it opening.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Real talk, like I'm out. Well, like I just, it's funny, but I just feel like I've hit my, I'm like, okay, nope. People flying off slides, stuck on roller coasters.
Now, it might have been because he was smaller and weighed less.
Okay,
so that could have been an option. So the grown-up should be just fine, maybe.
Maybe, but here's the thing is, like, I'm fatter than the average person. And you're like,
so you stay down more.
Would I?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like four.
I think it would be that you'd be pushed down more. You'd be weighed down.
Force equals mass times velocity.
Yeah.
Okay. So that kid and I theoretically go on the same speed, but guess what I got more of than he does?
You're making more
mass.
Speed. Yeah.
Okay. So that means I've got more force. So I'm going to hit those bumps with more force. Now, of course, you're right. Gravity is acting differently on me. Well, it's acting the same constant on me as him, but there's more of me. So I'm getting a little more pull. But I'm getting more force.
You know, I don't feel like trying it, but that's a good question. I don't know if it would have been better for you or worse for you.
I don't know either, but I'll tell you what I think.
The video is amazing, though. You're like, oh, and then thankfully he's you know,
fine.
Compared to what you
he's
thought
fine.
Would have been happen, he's fine.
Yeah, so they...
And you start seeing all the park employees go running. It's like, you need to run faster. Need to figure that out.
Okay, like if I'm the guy that's running that slide that day and that happens, that's it for my summer job. I'm out.
Sure.
I'm just like, look, just a heads up, guys. I'm not doing this. I'm out. So whatever. They say they went around, they closed in two other slides, so a total of three slides, but at least one of them has reopened after they made an adjustment to water pressure. Mm. They say water pressure on the slide was part of the problem.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah, me either, but I'm still out.
It's like all we have is like, does the pool have enough chlorine? Like, I can't handle any more math with it. Just to make sure it's all working.
I don't want to get on it. I don't.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot, Radio U.
Oh, man. I just walked into my own news story. Here we go. Right now, according to this study, it's done at Johns Hopkins University, they say Americans throw away 31 to 40% of the food they buy every year.
Look at what you're going to be doing in a moment.
I know.
Someone got a very bad cup of coffee.
This is, I am not even kidding what I'm telling you. It's the worst cup of coffee that I've ever gotten.
And you think something's, it's basically burnt?
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, well, okay, my thing is, yes, coffee can get burnt. I don't understand how you burn drip coffee. It's drip coffee, guys. Like, what? How did you do that?
Maybe a machine malfunction or something? Or a...
Something.
A worker malfunction?
There is something truly awful that is in this cup of coffee. Like, I don't understand it completely, but, I mean, Look, I'm out of cold brew. I had to stop and get some coffee. McDonald's coffee is a dollar.
Now you're being wasteful.
I know.
You're
now
throwing away perfectly good bad coffee.
I'm throwing away this entire thing of coffee like some wealthy nation that doesn't care.
You just don't care about things.
Doesn't care. And here, let me take this styrofoam and go bury it outside.
Well, you're not doing anything else with it.
I'll just throw it under this tree.
Why don't you just litter? Open up the window, throw out the cup with the coffee in it, and throw it out into the street.
Throw it out there. I should. Because, you know what?
That's basically what you're doing.
It's what I am. But, you know what? Excuse me. Yes, Jeeves, could you slow the limo down? I need to roll down the window.
I want to throw this into the ocean and hurt some marine life.
Yes, take me to Miami. I wish to take us across the Keys. I want to throw it directly into the ocean.
The coffee's so bad, instead of an oil spill, it'd be this terrible coffee spill that would contaminate at least a beach.
That would kill some fish right there. That would kill some fish.
Well, don't drink it, but...
I'm not drinking it. And you know how it's like, I'm not drinking it.
No. And you just complain and hate the whole thing.
No. I am not. Don't worry. It's fine. So they say with America's food waste that we could give a 2,000 calorie diet to 84% of the world's population.
Uh-oh.
Really?
But don't we have so many rules that keep food waste, at least in our country, from being actually used in a certain way?
Well, I think there's an element of that because, well, for example, there was a grocery store near me that they lost power for I don't know how many hours, but the amount of food that they had to throw away was shocking.
And that's like that's the rules for where they're at and what they're doing, whether it's set up by the grocery store or, I don't know, food stuff, but that could have gone to a local food bank, but they're not allowed to do certain things.
But they're saying you, Nikki.
Personally?
Personally.
We learned it from them.
Are throwing away 40% of your food. Is that true? You feel like that's accurate? Are you throwing away 40% of your food?
No, I mean, probably, but it's a statistic for a reason, but I don't know.
You know, I thought, I love this, where it's like, but I thought we were supposed to not eat everything on our plate.
No, you're not supposed to just have as much. So if you don't have as much on the plate, then you're not throwing away as much.
Right, but they, no matter how little I put on my plate, they're going to be like, you just cup your hands?
You're supposed to, because then less waste, don't throw away stuff, and... Heaven help you if it's you're not supposed to use the dishwasher, but you shouldn't do dishes by hand.
Oh, well.
And you're not allowed to use, like a plate that you just throw away.
Oh, because my thing is I've been using less wastewater by using paper plates.
Paper plates? That also doesn't work. The styrofoam to-go containers, like with your coffee.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I feel great about throwing away what is, in fact, not 30 to 40%, but 95% of this coffee.
You've really hit hard on this this amount today.
I'm going to save the earth tomorrow, but today I'm throwing this away.
Pour that out, it'll just burn into the earth.
It might. Actually, I'm concerned about what it's going to do to the pipes in this building.
The Worst of the Riot box set is now available nowhere because we know you wouldn't want it anyway. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So we're getting ready to start the 90th National Scripps Spelling Bee, which, of course, you'll be able to watch on ESPN.
Because that's what they're doing fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're doing
fine.
Great. It doesn't show that they're having any problems because they're, again, running the spelling
bee. Well, in fairness, they've been doing that for
years.
They
always do, and this is where they're at currently.
Yeah. So
I think one equals the other.
You think so?
Well, that and a few other problems.
All right. So, yes, they are. That's coming up. And to celebrate, Google has released the most misspelled words by state.
Oh, really? Like a breakdown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear what we're all misspelling.
Well, let's talk about where you can find radio use right now. In Ohio, beautiful is the most misspelled word.
Okay.
In Michigan, pneumonia is the most misspelled word. In Oklahoma, patient is the most misspelled. In California, also beautiful.
Really?
In Washington, also pneumonia. Man, what's the deal?
What's with all these words? Like, when are we saying these ones?
Well, apparently a lot of people are emailing in saying, I have pneumonia, I can't come to work, and I'm misspelling it.
And is that not making you feel beautiful? Because you're so sick?
Apparently it's not. So let's see.
But be patient.
Well, here's good news, Nikki. If you want to go to Vermont, you know what? It's one of your favorite words. They misspell it all the time.
What?
Diarrhea.
Great, thanks.
You're just letting you know. Let's see. Other misspelled words like Pennsylvania, sauerkraut.
Why?
What are you guys doing?
A German population.
They do have a high German population there, so maybe that's the problem, right?
Well, you just have an area with more sauerkraut stuff.
Oh, look at that. South Carolina, their most misspelled word. Oh, excuse me, that's North Carolina. Angel.
Angel?
Oh.
There's a couple on this list you would think that people would be just fine with.
Well, yeah, like in Tennessee, it's chaos. How do you guys think you spell
okay.
it?
How are you getting it wrong? Google needed to provide that information.
They're like, look, man, chaos spells with a K. All right, it's right in there. K.
Maybe.
K. All right. Other words on the list, college. South Dakota can't spell college. That's a shame. It's C-O-L-I-D-G-E, right? Oh, let's see. Other words like available disease tomorrow, banana.
Banana?
Yeah, that's is that New Mexico or is that Arizona? I think that's Arizona. Maintenance, patient, we said that, giraffe, nanny, receipt.
What odd still words and made it.
Yeah, and where's Google getting this information? Oh, from everything you type, because they watch all of it.
No, they don't. Of course they don't.
They see everything you type
and
all
look,
the time.
They see all the mistakes that you make, too. They're even tracking the mistakes.
Man, Google knows. Let me tell you something. I read a great article yesterday that said if you the one person on all of Earth that actually knows you better than anyone is Google. Because to everyone else, you only tell them what you want them to know, but you tell Google everything. Because not only are they watching what you say, but they watch what you search for.
And how you're saying it and how you're making a mistake with it.
And so all the stuff that you're not willing to ask about or you don't want people to know about, you still Google it. It's horrifying!
They saw that you couldn't spell beauty. Or patience or banana.
Man.
And they made a note about it.
Your data. You're so screwed.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the Riot on Radio U.
I want to say what's up to Scott from Nashville. He says that we should eat the firework Oreos first, which we will in about half an hour.
And we'll do a riot food fight.
He also intentionally misspelled chaos because he's from Tennessee in the text message he sent. And I just feel like that deserves a huge high five because not only was he paying attention, but he assimilated that information.
Brought that back again.
And synthesized it into a text message.
That's correct.
That right there, that shows mastery of the material. He's learning. And I'm a little concerned that we're teaching him because that.
Well, you always wanted to be a professor, so this is what you're teaching everybody.
Well, actually, you know what? Let's talk about teaching for just a minute. So the Wonder Woman movie comes out on Friday. I want you to listen carefully to what I'm actually saying and not what you think I'm going to say. So just listen. I want to get this out there. Going to see Wonder Woman this Friday is not a victory for feminism.
Sure.
Okay. And there is this big online narrative that is being spun about how this movie is important. It is important because it is about a female superhero. It is important because it was directed by a woman. So not only is it the first solo superhero movie about a woman, but it's the first superhero movie directed by a woman. Now, let's be clear. I'm not saying that it's unimportant per se.
Yeah.
But let's just get real for a minute, okay? They are trying to get you to go to the movies this weekend and see this movie because you think that women's rights are important.
Not about like how good or bad the movie is, but just you should be seeing it no matter what.
And so what you have to understand is this, is that there is a PR firm at the heart of this. A public relations firm sat down and they were like, all right, listen, the last two or three DC movies have not been good. So what we've got to have, we got to have a victory here, guys. Warner Brothers has spent a boatload of money marketing the DC Universe films. I haven't seen as much for Wonder Woman.
It kind of fizzled out, yeah.
But
this is free advertising they're trying to do.
Oh, it looks free, but I am telling you, at the heart of this, there's a group of people that said, listen, this movie is not about this movie. This movie is not about even Wonder Woman. This movie is about women triumphing in a world, but like this whole meta narrative. And the internet is completely caught up in this thing. And I guarantee you, it was thought up in a boardroom somewhere by mostly men to try to get you to come out and do this. Now, again, I'm not saying don't see it,
sure.
But I'm not saying see it.
But just know what's going on behind it.
I want you to observe the meta narrative and understand that when somebody comes at you and says, you giving your money to this movie is not about this movie, it's about something else. If it's really about that, then you know what? Let's make the movie free. We'll make it free this weekend, and everyone can see it, and everyone can support women that were behind the...
That's not what it was about. It's still a movie trying to make money.
Oh, wait. So you're telling me that it is about money? And you're more concerned about
me... It's about women making money.
...paying for it than it is about, you know, the message and what you're doing? Yeah. So, again, I'm not necessarily... Do I think it's great that a woman's... Yeah, great. Like, am I excited about Wonder Woman? Sure. Like, I'm interested.
Do you feel like... I mean, no disrespect if whoever you voted for, but perhaps this is a PR campaign that was with the Clinton stuff, with Hillary Clinton?
Well,
it's very similar.
It's just a meta-narrative.
Yeah.
You know, where it's about, like, this is not about blank. It's just about...
You see a lot of similarities, though.
And, again, listen, you got to understand, like... No, I think it's great. Like, I don't... What's her name? Patty Jenkins? Great!
But you still have to focus on, though, is it a good movie or is it a bad movie?
But is it any good? And I'm not going to go see it. I wouldn't not see it because a woman directed it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to see it because a woman directed it either.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's got to be good on its own merits. And is it? I don't know. That I can't tell
you. They don't want you to even think about that. They just want you to get on in there.
But I'm not going to just throw my money at what is just a piece of entertainment based on... because I think it's going to push society in some direction.
And some of the online stuff has just gotten so nasty where if you're a guy and you're...
Oh, it's ridiculous.
All that stuff, and that's where it crosses the
line. And quite frankly, all of these angry people, you're just feeding the narrative. And there's a PR company somewhere that's like, yes, talk about how terrible it is. Yes. You're all playing into the theme right there. They're thrilled about it. I'm not participating. I'm just observing.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
Okay, Nikki, I was right about something.
What were you right
about? Doesn't happen that often. I really wanted to get this out. Okay, you guys will recall, or maybe you won't, but in the news, Nikki and I have reported multiple times that airlines have created a new class of flyer.
Yeah.
So there's like economy class, but then it was like, you know, basic, whatever. And I said that the only thing that's actually going to do is drive the price of tickets up, not down, because now they'll have a new low price fare, and then they'll be able to take what right now is what you consider to be basic airline services.
Yeah, like economy, the normal seat, that'll go up because they created a new bottom.
That's exactly right. Well, it happened. Last night, I booked airfare to Oregon. I'm going to spend Thanksgiving in Oregon with family there instead of going this summer. So I have flights.google.com has been a great way for me to track flights because they will tell you the absolute cheapest way to travel. Yeah. And they will do, like last night, instead of booking a round trip fare, I booked 2 one-way fares. So like I'm flying out on Delta and back on United. And that was by far the cheapest way for me to travel. Well, what happens is like they will say like, they'll send you an email. You can set up dates that'll track all these flights for you. So I was really excited. I got this email at like 10 o'clock last night. Hey, your fare has just dropped to this point. I'm like, it's cheap enough. I'm doing it. So I look at it, but you don't book your flight through Google.
Sure. It's just giving you, it's like the middleman.
It just gives you the information and then it takes you out to their website to book. So I go out to Delta's website and I'm booking and it asks me like, did you want to save a seat? Because if you did, that's extra.
Well, here comes the fees. Well, on the basic one, they didn't expect you actually wanted a seat. Actually, standing still would be comfortable in some flights.
Straight up, they're just like, here's a ticket. Mm-hmm. But if you want to reserve a seat on this plane, you have to pay extra to reserve the seat.
But on Delta, you have to reserve a seat. It's not like the one airline where
Nope. Not anymore.
You're in groups and sections.
If you want the cheapest fare.
Yeah.
Then you have to pay extra to reserve a seat, which means that it's no longer the cheapest fare.
So does Google take that into account?
No, it does not.
So
it
gave you the lowest one.
They are their lowest published price is this. You don't get a seat. You don't get a carry-on. You don't get in anything. But if you're interested in a... You know, like, would you like to bring something on the plane? Well, that's extra.
Yeah, we told course, you got to wear all your clothes on the plane.
Luggage is extra.
Don't bring
extra,
luggage with you and
all that stuff. Like, yeah. No.
And I don't know where you're supposed to sit at or like you just don't have a choice and then you have to sit where's left.
So there was the Delta fee and then United was the same way. Mm. Got over to United and they're like, oh, you wanted a seat?
Like,
that's hilarious. Just so cute wanting a seat on the plane. Look at the seat on the plane. So that
no
was
wonder
extra
why
too.
People are emotional when we get on the planes.
Well, it's because the whole, oh my gosh.
The whole thing is terrible.
It is one huge racket. So this lets them say like, what, our airfare is cheaper than ever. Did you want to get on the plane? Well, no, you just buy a ticket and then you watch the plane fly away.
You have to be specific. They don't know what you want.
You didn't say you wanted on the plane. That's ridiculous.
The small print will kill you.
I imagine I'm going to climb on that Delta flight. I better take enough change because when I get up to the bathroom, what am I saying?
They take credit card.
I'm going to have to use a credit card to use the bathroom because that's another $15 too.
Well, now, if that meant it was cleaner, then maybe that's not so bad.
If it meant it was bigger.
The Ryan has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
The Ryan.
In my hands right now, I have a bag. Do you call it a bag?
It's a
container,
package.
A packet.
Package of Oreos.
Of Firework Oreos. Now, Firework Oreo is one of their limited edition flavors, which is why... We've bought more Oreos in the last year than I bought in my entire life.
No, I 100% agree. In fact, we've mentioned how are there any flavors left to have?
They keep coming.
But so. It seems like if there's been any company that has like a partnership with Oreos somehow or Oreos owner company, then it becomes a tie-in.
What? So here we go. We've got these Oreos and they smell the same. Honestly. Oh, we didn't say it, but if you want to see us eating them, why just listen when you can watch? You can right now go to our Facebook page, Radio U Riot, and you will see us on Facebook. So, the smell is the same. The look is mostly the same.
It is. It's a chocolate Oreo with, it looks like the same filling, but they added Pop Rocks candies to the middle of it. But
not branded Pop Rocks.
Popping candy.
I'm just, you know, just
true.
Saying.
True. That is
the
difference.
Be careful with those brands, Nikki.
But otherwise... I mean, it's just a normal Oreo, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. It
this
appears
is a good
be.
Call because you had this stuff already. I mean, this is stock. This is stock Oreo.
Yeah.
And then you just add some random popping candy.
All right, here we go.
I wonder how much it really pops.
That's what we're about to find out.
We'll find out together. Is it going to pop?
No, wait. Stop chewing. You feel
is
it?
Is it? No, not really.
All right. No.
You have to do the icing, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, mine's popping like crazy.
Really? Yeah. Mine is too much cookie around it.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it basically feels like, I was going to say that maybe you drank some 7-Up or something before
you ate it. Or your food is mad at you, like your Oreo hates you.
It's weird. It just adds an oddly kinetic moment to eating, but if you're chewing, you won't even notice.
I think, though, with looking at it, the inside of the Oreo reminds me of, like, Funfetti sort of icing.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think,
actually,
is good.
Actually, yeah, I get that.
But, I mean, it's just a normal Oreo.
How are you not feeling this popping all over your tongue?
I'm not at all. I'm not at all feeling any of that.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. Maybe I have a high tolerance for popping. Maybe.
Oh, like I've long since swallowed the Oreo. And
you still feel it?
Oh, it's popping all over my tongue.
No, nothing. Nothing at all. What's wrong with me?
All my little papillae I grabbed onto those little guys and they just shooting.
You just maybe have your taste buds are more active right now.
Yeah, I'm still, like, I still have fireworks going off in my mouth.
I have a dud.
All right. Well, here, try another one.
No, it's a dud.
No. Put that one down. Grab another cookie, and I want you to open it up. I want to see if we can get this right. Open it up, and I just want you to, like, get a good bite
of it.
Just the...
So this is, again, the firework
Oreos. You
got to
take your teeth and scrape. There you go.
I basically just took all the icing off.
Well, fine.
Okay, let's see if I get any popping. I mean, I don't feel popping.
How can you not feel a bomb?
I have no idea. I don't feel it.
We got to get you in a lab right away.
Something's wrong. I would have been that one person in the taste test thing. Like, what's wrong with her? No, I don't feel any popping like down my throat or in my mouth.
Well, I don't feel my throat, but in my mouth.
What's happening? Well, that's odd. Now I found something wrong with me. There's something wrong. And I've had Pop Rocks candy before, and I felt those. Nothing.
Boy, that is weird. Okay, the real talk, like, it's going crazy in my mouth. I don't really care.
It's not worth finding out anymore.
No. Nikki, I do care about you and I care about your saliva.
It's not a problem.
What I mean is that the sensation of it, like, it's kind of cool, but...
Yeah, it's not.
It doesn't affect the flavor, and to be honest, like...
It's still just an Oreo.
I kind of don't like it
because
it's kind of that feeling of like, all right, are we done in there? Nope. Still happening.
Going.
This thing is still
Justin
happening.
Justin says he can hear them popping.
Really?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Well, Pop Rock. Firework Oreos.
With popping candy.
Yeah.
There's no official affiliation.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't even want there to be an official affiliation with the filler.
That does make me want a Funfetti Oreo.
But... That would just be colors without the...
The pop?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically what I just had.
So you did have a Funfetti Oreo.
Yeah, but I want an officially licensed one.
Imagine a world where the riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, they think it's snowing on Jupiter right now.
They do?
Yeah, it's snowing. So, like, right now, we're having a heat wave.
But there, it's kind of like Christmassy.
Oh, my gosh, Nikki. Can you imagine
if it was like Christmas all the time?
Celebrate Christmas on Jupiter. Now, it's a gas giant. They say that gravity is a lot stronger there.
I don't know if we can get a tree up there either, but...
Of course, gravity's a constant. What I really mean is that because of its size, gravity relative to us...
Yeah.
You wonder...
And Christmas is kind of like it's in our hearts anyway, so we can celebrate even if we're stuck on Jupiter.
Yeah, but like...
Dying?
No, well, I mean, you know, what if we developed some technology that allowed us to go, you know, and it could just be snowing? For all we know, that's where Santa lives. Like, no one has ever seen, like, some people are like, we've been to the North Pole, we couldn't find Santa.
He's way north.
Just to be clear, he didn't say which... planet the North Pole was located on.
And if we wanted to go there, you know, you just booked your Thanksgiving family vacation.
Yes.
To go see your family.
Come on.
Not everybody enjoys the holidays when you have to go see your family. You could always just tell them you're going to Jupiter.
To get stupider!
You can't go see them this Christmas. So that's an option, too.
It totally could be.
They might need to pay for the trip, but...
I don't know how long it takes to get to Jupiter. I'll have to look. How long has it been since
How long does it feel like when you go to see family?
prefer not to answer that question.
Feels a lot like to Jupiter, doesn't it?
Feels like that.
Maybe.
It's a 7-hour flight, but...
I had to go to 8 airports.
Atlanta to Seattle to...
It's always Atlanta.
It's fine. But on the, like, way, on the way back...
I'm in California. It doesn't matter. You go to Atlanta.
But on the way back, I'm routing through Denver, so it's shorter. So, like, that's something. I got that going for me.
I'm like, all right, you're routing through Paris, but you don't get to stay there. But
it's cheaper.
It's a hub.
Yeah, well, it is. It's the international language of hub.
So there's snow in Jupiter?
Yeah. What they're saying, you know, we got the spacecraft over there, Juno, taking a look at what's going on. And they say that there is, in Jupiter's atmosphere, about 50 miles up, they think that this storm that they're looking at is probably dropping.
A perfect storm.
They didn't call it that. Okay, they don't want to have to pay for that.
That's the movie rights, you're right.
But they do say that there is probably water ice that's being dropped, but it's mostly ammonia ice. So it's snowing ammonia, but still. Like,
yeah, won't that kill us?
I don't know.
Or we have to stay in the suits?
Again, remember, we're on Jupiter, we're dead anyway.
Sure, we assume that.
So, yeah. There's something about Jupiter I think is terrifying. It's just weird. It's huge. You can't see what it is.
What is that?
No.
Is something weird about the planet?
Are you saying that I should feel like a special kinship with Jupiter because we're the biggest?
For like a smaller planet, are you just okay with it?
No, but I mean, like, I would be terrified of how big Earth is, except I live on it.
Yeah, it's more. We're used to it.
Jupiter's like, it could come over and eat Earth and people would be like, you know what? Don't even notice. It's fine. Because you can put like 50 Earths in the red spot. What if it put 50 Earths there already? What if there used to be a bunch and Jupiter ate them?
This is why we don't normally do planet talk.
And
we're
just waiting for Jupiter to get hungry again.
And then it's going to eat us.
And like right now, that ammonia ice, that's just salt. It's just getting salt.
We're like a pretzel.
Ready.
We're a pretzel planet.
We're just a big... I mean, compared to Jupiter, it's warm here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just going to come over and have a hot pretzel. And that's us. That would really suck, guys.
That concludes our planet talk for today.
You think that's it?
I think so. We got everything in there. We got Christmas, pretzels.
And Jupiter.
Wow.
And family.
And family and vacations and hating airline travel. We really included everything.
What's the most important thing? Breakfast?
The pretzels?
No, it's family.
Oh.
Family's the most important thing.
Pretzels?
Pretzels can be second important. You can have pretzels on your way to family.
Maybe I just want a pretzel.
If the layover's long enough, we'll stop at the Auntie M's. And
we'll get a pretzel.
There's an Auntie M's in O'Hare. I've eaten there. But we're going to Atlanta.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
So, Nikki, we still haven't landed on any kind of vacation option yet for either of us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to spend Thanksgiving on the best coast, literally. But other than that, I don't know.
So nothing. Well, you're going to Oregon at Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Just establish that.
Which means that's the main trip. So now there's a chance for like a little road trip or something. But so, like, that's your travel trip.
Yeah, I spent all my money on that.
I was trying to say that in a nicer way. Like, you couldn't fly
means.
More than that. You wouldn't want to.
I couldn't possibly.
No.
Couldn't possibly.
Yes.
I actually did get choked up for a minute, but it's fine. Let's talk about an option. Now, I realize this could be a longer trip, but something for us to think about. I see a write-up here on something called the Clown Motel. Have you seen it? Have you taken a look at it yet?
I have not.
All
but
right.
Do you remember what I watched all weekend? I found this YouTube channel while these three guys.
One of it was
trending, and they go to all these terrible, terrible motels around the country. And they review them. So, like, they take apart the room. They show you all the bugs, all the things you never thought you would see or you just didn't notice were in a motel room.
Yeah.
To where I just can't. I was wiping my walls down. I can't go to a hotel or a motel anymore. Like, I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, here's what it is. The Clown Motel can be found. It's about 100 miles northwest of Las Vegas.
But this would be one they would be featuring.
It's on the I-95 and the I-6. It is a clown-themed hotel. And
they say free internet, truckers, thumbs up, good rates, and pets okay.
Yeah.
That's the sign.
It's just it's a clown-themed hotel. And it is not supposed to be scary, but a lot
like a
of
fun kids place,
I guess, but a lot of people consider it to be a super creepy place.
I like on the Clown Motel, and then it says single.
Why is there a cemetery?
It's a single. I thought it said $4,250, but they didn't have a dot to put. But I think it's $4,250. Pets Okay, Dish TV.
They got Dish.
That talk about that's creepy.
What's wrong with
offense,
that?
No offense.
Or that's like, just, oh man, you don't want to be watching the Dish.
No, it's what's all the clown stuff though?
It's nice.
That is weird.
What are you talking about?
Man, I would go the other way. I'd sleep in my car before I slept here.
Oh, Nikki, whatever.
They only have a clown figurines.
They only have like a couple of murders a year. It's not that big of a deal. You know
no,
what this
but you don't get murdered. You just turn into a clown, and then you stay in the hotel, and that's the figurines. The figurines are people that have stayed at the hotel in the past.
Obviously. Their souls are being kept underground, and their bodies then shrink and are put up on a shelf.
I don't like anything that has a theme to this degree.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? As a matter of fact, we were talking about a hotel you were thinking about going to earlier, and you're like, no, too much theme.
Too much theme. I don't want to be in a Renaissance room.
Boy, I got to tell you, those, yeah, I mean, when
you can buy clown noses for a dollar.
When you realize that those dolls are actually imprisoned people whose souls are being kept underground, it really does make the clown seem a lot creepier. You know what this reminds me of? Now, I'm not going to name any names. There's a staff person here, Chris, that wanted us to go over to a place, and I'm not going to say the name of the place.
But it was an ice cream place.
But it was an ice cream place that was full of clowns, and I was just like, Chris, there are bodies in the back in the freezer, guaranteed.
Did you see how dirty the room looks?
Oh, Nikki, come on. Oh, you've been watching that show that you're watching on YouTube.
I don't need the show to tell me that's a dirty room.
It is putting ideas in your head.
I don't need to tell me that. Look, that looks like a dirty room.
The door is dirty, but that's because it's facing the elements. That room is clean.
No, it's not. It's old and it's dirty.
Look at how clean it is. They got a TV and a fridge.
That's old and dirty.
For $4,250.
I'm not staying here.
For $4,250,
you got it. Is it a real graveyard? Yeah, it's a real graveyard. The cemetery contains 300 people.
Mm-hmm. And those are the ones they couldn't turn into clowns.
Gross.
Okay, but listen, did we not talk about a need for affordability in this summer trip?
For $4,250 a night, I will pay for us to have a different hotel room.
Oh, so you're buying my hotel this summer?
I'm not going to the clown place, though.
Nikki, why do you have to be like that?
Yeah. I'm sticking my nose up at that. That's weird.
Your red $1 clown nose?
That's very weird.
All right. You know, that's the society. They take something nice and they have to make it twisted.
It's not nice.
This is people that had a vision for a fun place, and we've made it something awful.
They've made it awful.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
It's on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. Nikki, I've got bad news.
What is it?
Lock up your dogs. Lock up your cats. The dog flu has been reported.
What's the dog flu?
No, it's actually...
And do we have to worry about it? Because things travel.
Real talk, like it's not even a joke.
Really?
Like,
it's a dog flu?
It is literally a dog flu. The H3N2 canine influenza virus, or the dog flu, has been reported in Florida. They have 7 confirmed cases with 6 additional cases pending. All the dogs are being treated and are in stable conditions.
I wonder how the flu affects your dog. Like, it'll wreck us, but how does a dog handle those symptoms?
Canine influenza is a contagious respiratory disease in dogs caused by a very specific type A virus. Common symptoms include sneezing, nasal discharge, and frequent coughing that can last 2 weeks or more. Dogs have a fever, decreased appetite, and lethargy during the first few days of the illness. So, the thing is, like, if your dog does nothing but lay around anyway...
How can you tell? It's like there's a difference.
He seems, like, more lethargic than usual. He's not lifting his head. Sometimes he does that.
My new puppy had gotten an upper respiratory infection, and it came back, and you could tell, like, he was just laying... He would lay there.
Yeah.
Not even lifting his head up. And like, oh, okay, yeah, you can tell.
Well, dog flu so far is only a disease for dogs. So the big, of course, panic a few years ago was bird flu. But the bird flu
couldn't that get to humans?
Bird flu migrated?
Yes.
To humans?
But dog flu can't as of yet?
So far, no. Though some cats have been found to be infected with the H3N2. So Got to be careful out there.
Just a heads up.
Keep in your dogs and keep in yourself.
Get the saltines and the Sprite. Get ready.
Would you feed Sprite to your dog?
I don't know, but like that's what I like if I have the flu. So
you're sick.
Yeah.
Saltines.
Something in a little food bowl.
How do you feel about a diet cherry 7-Up?
No, too much. I like very basic.
You want just plain old 7-Up?
Just basic when okay. I know. Not 7-Up. I don't like 7-Up. I like
Sprite?
Sprite Zero.
Sprite Zero.
Sprite Zero.
That doesn't seem very basic to me, Nikki.
That is. They don't call it Diet Sprite anymore because Diet, they don't want to have that tone.
Yeah.
It's Sprite Zero.
We're out of connotations with words like Diet,
Sprite
right?
Zero, that's it, and some crackers.
Okay. Now, are these saltless or are they salted?
Sometimes a little salt if you can't eat anything else.
Yeah. You know what? I wish they would come out with a saltine. I actually bought a box of saltless saltines. That's the saddest thing you'll ever
encounter.
Can
you just salt
them? It's a lot of work. But what I would like is how they have saltless saltines. Mm-hmm. What if they had saltines with extra salt?
I think they do.
Like, I could go in for that, I think. And I mean, I'm sick, so stop judging me.
Well, you got to have something.
Can your dog eat crackers?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, why don't you go home and feed him and let me know how it goes.
Yeah, my dog's fine right now, thankfully. I don't want to make him worse.
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
Have you been enjoying your Radio U pin this morning?
As a matter of fact, I have.
We've got new Radio U pins, and he's had it in his hand for a while.
I don't know if I like it better or the same as the old pins. You'll notice not as much, not an option. Because you protect the brand.
That's true. But I like how
you
this
protect
one.
Protect the brand.
I like how our new pens write. I think they actually write better than the last ones.
I have not yet written anything with this pen.
You're just holding it?
Yeah, I mean.
It's just for show?
There's no paper here. You know what? I have some kind of a thing. It's really a good thing I don't smoke because I really like to put things in my mouth. I like
That's
to
like
chew
your,
gum all the time.
Your comfort thing?
I would be a chain smoker. Same thing with drinking.
Well, for our Radio U pins,
I would be a mess.
Normally, those pins are only available if you happen to see us at a show or something.
Uh-huh.
I know you can always request a sticker if you go to radiou.com and connect through there.
And be careful what you promise in the next 30 seconds.
I'm not going to say we'll mail out pins, but they're just there.
Michael just drove off the road into a ditch.
I could make it worse. Maybe if you put, you check out our Radio U merch, our new t-shirts and our tank tops and our snapbacks, maybe if you put a little note in there.
Okay, if you
Nikki,
buy a shirt,
Nikki, can you add a pen? Well,
okay.
Then that's in the mailing, so maybe we can do that.
Yeah.
Just put a little note there.
If you buy 3 shirts, we'll let you have a pen.
No, I'm
five
just,
shirts and you can have one pen.
If we're mailing out already, so that's something.
It is something. Last time you got a tattoo, did they give you, tell me what instructions they gave you.
For me?
Yeah, like you got a tattoo, what'd they say?
Well, your tattoo will like scab over,
uh-huh.
And so you get some sort of like a petroleum, like a jelly sort
uh-huh.
of thing. So you're supposed to not, what was it? It's been a couple of years. Not get it wet for a little bit,
uh-huh.
But then keep the cream on it and then let it scab over. Don't pick at it.
Uh-huh.
And then once it's done scabbing over, like things are fine. But I remember I couldn't really go into water. Like I could not go swimming.
Okay. So I don't have the guy's name, but here's a guy that got a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
He was told, do not go swimming for 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah, swimming with the chlorine in the water and everything.
No swimming for 2 weeks. He didn't listen. Now, when they tell you not to go swimming, you think things like it's going to ruin the tattoo or, you know, whatever. That's not why they don't want you to go swimming.
Infection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your tattoo is an open wound, and they don't want you going in water because
some water can have little buggies in them, little infections.
If you want to see more, go to the Riot's Facebook page, and you'll see what we're talking about.
That's at Radio U Riot. And so, yeah, it was still open, and so did you catch something?
This guy went swimming in the Gulf of Mexico. He didn't just catch something, Nikki. He died.
From it?
He got flesh-eating something
from
developed
the open? Oh, wow.
Sepsis in the wound and died from his tattoo.
My goodness.
Now, let me just say it again so you're getting it. His tattoo, which he did not.
Yeah, not keep dry.
Keep dry, and he went swimming in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, like, the Gulf of Mexico. You know, that's the ocean, okay? He picked up a bug there, which got access to his body through the wound site
and he couldn't
at the tattoo.
Fight it. Weird.
And it killed him. Crazy, dude. crazy.
You're supposed to listen to instructions.
Yeah.
And they're not just there for the fun of it.
Look, I'll tell you right now, when somebody's telling me what to do, I'm barely listening.
Well, you paid money and you didn't think you'd ever lose your life on that.
Yeah. So just a heads up, tattoo safety, the pools are open, it's vacation time, you're on vacation getting a tattoo.
And you're like, I'm going to go in the water. No. You need to wait the 2 weeks.
Do not do it. Nikki and I want you to be listening for a lifetime, a long lifetime.
And if not, it does, if it won't kill you, like, let's put that aside, if that's the dramatic side of it.
Yeah.
It also then, you won't heal as well, the scab won't be as good, and then your ink won't be as nice looking.
You want to have nice ink.
You went through all that effort, and you want to live, so listen.
Yeah, so pay attention to the instructions they give you.
I really want to get another one on my finger or something. So what if we brought someone in to do tattoos?
Not
to go all like, you know, football scandal and everything, but let's bring somebody in.
Are you going to trade them your golden pants for a tattoo, Nikki?
If we bring them in, and then maybe you'll want to get one too, just because, you know, you're in the moment.
I don't want a tattoo.
Yeah, well, I want another one, so maybe we can still do that.
So. Oh, so let's just focus on what you want.
Well, we do enough Riot Food Fights. We can try a new thing.
Really? The Oreos thing today? That was about me?
No, I'm not saying it's about you, but I'm saying we could branch out and try something different.
Me.
Yeah, like try something different.
This was the worst of the Riot, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Are you saying that I should feel akin, like a special kinship with Jupiter because we're the biggest?